Coalition forces in Kabul, Afghanistan work alongside the Afghan National Army, helping them rebuild their medical programs at the Armed Forces Academy of Medical Services. Nursing is one of the many key areas, says AFM's nursing director, Lieutenant Joni Forsyth.
The nursing program itself has been very successful, in particular, having graduated well over 100 nurses for the Afghan National Army and the Afghan National Police. We've witnessed tremendous milestones and accomplishments within the nursing program, and all have tended to be in line with the vision of, or at the urging of, the director of nursing, the commander of AFHAMS, even the Afghan National Army Surgeon General.
A few of these accomplishments are extending the nursing program from 1 year to 2 years, making for a more well-rounded nurse and a successful nurse's assistance curriculum, says Air Force Captain James Thompson.
Our hope is that the National Military Hospital can serve, again, as a role model for all other hospitals in Afghanistan, both in delivery of patient care, both inpatient and outpatient, but also as a teaching program for all the core curriculums, including nursing and other various departments.
It's very important that we leave the curriculum, the legacy, if you will, intact and in place, ready and in good shape to hand over to the Afghans so that they can take those programs of instruction, continue on in developing them and advancing them so that the progress doesn't stop here today, that the progress is sustained and it actually carries on to advance in the future. So that's our hope for our counterparts here in Afghanistan.
Reporting from Kabul, Afghanistan, I'm Army Staff Sergeant Jaime Hernandez.